Thanks for joining us. Here now is Darlene Sala with this week's encouraging words. Today's program is titled Volunteers.
Every organization that touches people and makes a difference in their lives depends on a select group to help make it happen. You may be part of this group. They're the volunteers. Oh yes, most organizations also have paid staff, but they would never be able to accomplish what they do if it were not for hardworking, selfless volunteers. These are the people who stuff envelopes, make repairs, count donations, and offer to do anything that needs to be done. I know, because I've seen them at work at our own organization, Guidelines International Ministries. We couldn't do what we do without them. In the Bible, I found two verses about volunteers, and both times the author was prompted to say, "Praise the Lord for them." Barak and Deborah were leading an important battle against Sisera, a Canaanite king who had cruelly oppressed Israel for 20 years. The leaders couldn't win the battle alone. They needed volunteers to make it happen. Volunteers made the difference, and they won decisively. After the battle, they sang a song that went, "When the princes in Israel take the lead, when the people willingly offer themselves, praise the Lord." I think the president of any organization and the pastor of every church would heartily agree with that sentiment. When people offer to come alongside to help, the battle can be won. Again, in another verse of the song, they continued, "My heart is with Israel's princes, with the willing volunteers among the people. Praise the Lord." If you volunteer your time to make a difference in the lives of people, I want to say thank you to you today. You may not get much recognition. Everything you do may be behind the scenes. But one day your name will be written in neon lights in heaven for everyone to see. And then we will all say, "Praise the Lord."
You've been listening to Darlene Sala's Encouraging Words. For more information on the program, visit Guidelines International Ministries at guidelines.org.